Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Trump has denounced his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, saying he had lost his mind when he was sacked from his job at the White House. The president disavowed Mr. Bannon after he was quoted in a book describing a meeting between Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., and a group of Russians during the election campaign as treasonous and unpatriotic. Nida Taufik is in New York.
Mr. Trump said Steve Bannon had nothing to do with him or his presidency and accused his former chief strategist of losing his mind after he was fired. The president went on to say that Mr. Bannon, who also served as the CEO of his campaign, had very little to do with his historic victory and was only in it for himself. He also accused Mr. Bannon of leaking false information to the media to make himself appear more important. Mr. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Sanders, said the upcoming book was filled with false and misleading accounts from individuals who had no access or influence in the White House.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has sued the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who's investigating possible Russian interference in the U.S. elections. He accuses Mr. Mueller of exceeding his legal authority and says his wide-ranging criminal investigation into anything he stumbles upon needs to be reined in. Mr. Manafort is facing charges including money laundering and conspiracy against the United States. The French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will introduce legislation to combat fake news during election campaigns. Hugh Schofield in Paris has more details.
President Macron said it was possible now, at a cost of just a few thousand euros, to propagate untruths over the social media, blackening the names of individuals or political groups. There was often a deliberate attempt, he said, to blur the lines between truth and lies and thus undermine people's faith in liberal democracy. Though he did not name any country, there's no question that he had Russia in mind. He's already spoken out publicly about what he sees as Moscow's attempts to manipulate opinion in Europe and the United States. Under his proposed law, President Macron said that in election periods, social media like Facebook would face tougher rules about revealing the identity of the sources of apparent news content.
World News from the BBC.